Hey y'all, welcome to the podcast, Men Talk 2. I'm your host, Lee, and I've got Tulane over there, Miss TT, and Slick Rick down at the bottom with his Michigan shirt on, even though he's not a Michigan fan.
No. Might be the colors, but this ain't that.
Anyway, Miss Alasia is otherwise
preoccupied today.
Preoccupied and doing her thing.
At least you ain't say
RIP.
On
the next one round. I didn't say RIP. I was about to, but I was like, can't be RIP every week. She ain't here.
Yeah, she be watching these things back.
Deucey?
Yeah, she watching back.
Anyway, she might get a kick out of this one, though. So this week, we're going to talk about prenups for the regular folks. Not just the rich folks, the regular folks. Us commoners. Yeah. Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Does it help your relationship out? Does it make your relationship worse? Is it a good idea to have a prenup? We're gonna discuss all that and find out what we need to do or shouldn't do as people that don't have that lot of money. Stop, Rick, because I know you're finna say something.
I wasn't finna say that.
Okay, good. I cut you off at the pass. Yeah, cut you off at the pass before you even get started. So, everybody heard about prenups. If you haven't, it's an agreement between two people, male, female, male, male, woman, woman. In this day and age, I'm trying to be all inclusive. Who gets the property? Who gets the money? Who does what? In the event of death kids, all that stuff. Prenup covers all that. And what we hear about it mostly, us commoners, is if the girl or the guy signs a prenup, that's what they come in with. That's what they go out with. They don't get no extra. They don't get no what we built, so forth and so on. There is some post-nuptial agreements. That happens every once in a while, but I'm going to point to Dr. Dre and his wife because they had a prenup, and
so she claimed. I mean, no, and, he claimed that they did. She claimed that they didn't.
They didn't. Correct.
Yeah.
And it was messy for a while. Almost killed him. He had damn near had a stroke and died up out of here over that damn shit. Nice. Over old girl. And that prenup shit.
Well, what was the paperwork?
These women are do it to you.
Yeah. Oh my God. Here we go.
did he have the paperwork or did he didn't have the paperwork?
He produced the paperwork, but she tried to say first she said they didn't have one. First she was saying they didn't have a prenup. Then whenever he produced the paperwork, then it's like, oh, I signed it under duress or
under duress. Yeah, like, all that old type shit.
How you go from not having one to y'all got one, but you signed it under duress.
Yeah, you signed that shit. It wasn't no damn duress.
Right.
Yeah. You
so, let's kick this off. So, guy and girl meet up, they hang out, they date, literally date, get to know each other, blah, 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 do propose. He goes to her and say, hey, look, before I have anything else to do, I need you to sign this prenup. Is he in the wrong for doing that? We ain't talking about nobody got a lot of money. We just talking about, you know, just your average Joe.
I mean, but if y'all ain't got shit, what the fuck you signing for?
Hey, man. I'm just saying. You'd be surprised. So check this out. I mean, it's happened before. It was a guy who played the lottery often.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have shit. He didn't have nothing. He was just going to work 9 to 5
was like,
doing his thing.
If I hit this bitch, you ain't getting shit.
Right.
But here's the thing. They both agreed to the prenup. He come up with the lottery hit.
And now she was trying to get some of that. And he's like, no. I'm just saying. Dude, we talked about this.
I'm just saying.
That's funny.
They both didn't have nothing. They just went in, you know, hey, yeah. if you come up, blah, blah, blah. If I come up, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, that's how it happened.
He beat her.
So.
Peter. And she won't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. with without talking to an attorney, like maybe you might know this, since you know you've been married 42 times. No, I'm just
it's been a lot. I ain't gonna lie, it's been a lot.
So with the prenup, if you majority of the time you walk away with whatever you come into it with is yours when you walk away, right? So if I have my house and then we get married and then we divorce, since my house was my house before, it's still mine. The prenup just protects you from stuff gained during the marriage.
Correct.
Right.
I mean so let me say it this way. So y'all know Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh yes. Yeah.
Okay. She had a prenup with Michael Douglas. Now, Michael Douglas is known to be out here slanging dick everywhere.
That's the new.
That's story. In her prenup. Then if he get out there caught cheating, it's a wrap. But she get it off.
Most prenups are void if you get caught cheating, though.
But she put that in writing.
She put that in writing. That was one of her.
She wanted to be sure. Yeah. We ain't gonna, because anybody, it's he say she say when it comes to court shit.
Yeah.
Unless you got actual proof. She put that shit in writing. If you get out here and you get caught up with your old ass fucking some chick or getting bounced on or strip clubbed or whatever,
it's over with.
It's a wrap. And I'm getting it all. Now, the ass must have been damn good because he fucking signed that shit.
He sure did. Well, I mean, like, in some instances, it's good. And some, it's not. Especially if you have a lot already going into another marriage and you have children, your parents still alive. I think, it's a good idea. Because, you know, a lot of exes, they get the word, they get evil at the end.
Bitter.
And they don't want your mom and daddy to have shit. They don't want your children that y'all didn't have together to have shit. And I think it's a good cause. Yeah. Because without it, you know, these bitches be treacherous. These men be treacherous with their bitches. Yep.
It is fuck.
Yep. So I think it's a good idea when you have something. But if you don't have anything,
like if neither one of us has a house or anything like that, it's like, really, what do we?
See, here's the thing. Not to cut you off, but here's the thing. You still got something. If it ain't nothing but a car, a bank account, your money. All that shit counts when it comes to going through a divorce. They looking at it all. So if you go in there and say, hey, look, I know we ain't got all this shit that everybody think about. Hey, actually, you do. You really do.
And at first, and it's funny how I never thought about preparing for the end of anything, right? Until this last business venture that I did. The last business venture taught me, always prepare for the ending at the very beginning.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I can see it, but in the case of marriage, we supposed to build and grow, and you know, even with a prenup, if nobody gets caught cheating, whatever's like, say, you know, if we sign something simple to where it's like whatever you came in with, you leave with. So your house, my house, you know, we could still buy a house together, but when this is over with, you leave with your house, I leave with mine. And then the one we gain together, we got to sell it or come to some type of agreement with what with it. But, you know, that's even without a prenup, that's normally how it go anyways. You go, whatever you go in with, you leave with. And whatever's earned or gained while y'all together is, you know, you got to sell off unless, like how we you was talking about, somebody get caught cheating. Then that makes that whole prenup null and void. So, I mean, I don't know. I guess it's hard to think about, you know, because whenever you're talking about marriage and stuff, that shit's supposed to be forever. So, you know, that's one of them things that's hard. You know, how much of a strain will it put on it preparing for the end of it before it even gets started.
And then that's a great segue. Go ahead, Talene.
And then I'm looking at it like this. If you already have children,
mm-hmm.
it's the man or the woman, and you go out and you meet somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Before you even met that person, your business should be already done and put. Like, who going to be the beneficiary
mm-hmm.
of anything if something happened to me? All mm-hmm. that shit should be already set in stone.
Mm-hmm.
That way, when you do get remarried, guess what? My kids got that.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people will change it after they get married, though, because they want to provide for their spouse even after they gone. So a lot of people will change the will. Like, all right, my kids grown, they got a house. All right, I'm going to leave you the house. I want to make sure you straight. Or, you know, my life insurance is $500,000. All right, cool. Let me leave you $100,000.
Yeah.
Instead of $250 for each kid, right. You know.
Everybody going to get a piece of the pie. That's what I'm saying. If you got your shit straight, everybody should be able to get a piece of pie, other pie. So, like I say, you already need to have this stuff set in stone with your kids. Okay, say for instance, your kids already got a house. Okay, so. But at the end of the day, if I pass away and I got my house, they should be able to, hey, I'm going to let you, I make it to where he can stay there until mm-hmm. he pass away. Since mm-hmm. y'all don't need the house.
Right.
But at the end of that, what y'all gonna do with the house? Maybe they wind up losing their house.
Yeah.
They still gonna need somewhere to stay.
I ain't think about that because if you do that, say if I die and I leave you my house, then whenever you die, you could turn around and will it to somebody in your family and it get out away from my kids.
Yeah.
So I get I ain't never think about it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You always think about if you're a good parent.
Mm-hmm.
You always think about if something happened to me, what's going to happen to my kids? Yeah.
Right.
At the end of the day.
Right. And that's will versus prenup. So if like Slane was saying,
yeah.
Your shit should be in order before you even get involved with somebody and start talking about houses and cars and what money you leave into it, blah, blah, blah. All that shit should be, you should come, like she's saying, you should come correct. Hey, dude, I got my shit together. I'm marrying this dude. I'm marrying this chick. My shit on my side of the spectrum is fine.
Right.
When I come in. Our prenup is going to say, hey, look, if we get together, when we get together and we both sign it and we agree to it, if we divorce or split up or whatever, my shit's still covered.
Right.
I'm still leaving with my shit that I came in with. You can't touch that.
Right.
Same thing with her or whoever, him, whatever. It's still in effect. The problem is we don't have that. We don't like paperwork. We don't like dealing with paperwork. We don't like dealing with lawyers. We don't leave shit to nobody unless this goddamn state got to take care of the shit.
Right.
Which is wrong. Dead ass wrong.
That's another thing too. Like, I already got, it just coincides with everything. Like, I already mm-hmm. got life insurance,
mm-hmm.
but my kids are my beneficiary.
Right.
So if I get married, I'm going to take out some more insurance.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, guess what? If I go first, I'm going to make sure my man going to be straight.
Right.
He going to be straight too. But my kids are already going to be straight.
They already done. Right.
They already done. Now, if I don't get insurance with my spouse, that means you ain't got nothing, bro. Because guess what? My kids are already on that shit. And I ain't gonna change that. You know what I'm saying? So what we gonna do is we gonna talk about it.
Right.
And we gonna get some more insurance.
Right.
Because you gonna be straight too. But I'm not gonna take my kids off a goddamn thing for nobody.
Right. Yeah, right. Right.
Yeah.
That should be like two separate policies.
Right. Exactly.
I ain't never think about it like that. But yeah, I see it. Like with y'all bringing it up, I see it. But I mean, as far as the prenup thing go, I mean, if you broke and ain't got shit,
bruh, you got something.
Yeah, you got something. You got something. Cause I have seen in instances, and like I say, I think it's a good thing because I have seen in instances where two people are married and they forget or just didn't care about leaving their children anything. So everything went to the wife. And of course, the wife already had kids. Mm-hmm. So when this person passed away, his children got nothing. But the wife and the kids that were not his got everything. So you got kids running around here just self-esteem just plummeted for the simple fact, you know, they thought that this parent would have cared enough to at least put something in their name, not knowing that he was going to pass away sooner than he thought. But then you got these kids over here living the dream off of their father's money. So like I say, when you marry other people, you always make sure. Like I said, a prenup is not bad because I'm telling you, this dude should have had a prenup. He should have had something with the amount of property, the amount of money that he had when he passed away. He should have had something set in stone. The house, how the house was going to be split up, everything. And when I say she got it all, she got it all. And it ain't none of the damn thing them kids can do about it. They didn't even get a fucking t-shirt.
It's sad, but
yeah. So I think when you have your own business, you have all this income coming in.
You need a prenup.
You need a prenup. Yeah.
Y'all got me thinking about it like, damn, can you know, I got a couple of businesses that I'm working on. It's just like, damn, if I ever do get married, which don't seem like that shit gonna happen, maybe I need to really consider that shit.
You do need a prenup. If you got a business, if you got some income, passive income that's coming in, income period is coming in. Everything basically, all you're doing is protecting yourself from getting ripped off and from the next person that you getting along with or fucking or whatever you want to call it. So I agree with Tulane. The prenup is good. And it's not just for rich folks. I'm going to say that, too.
It's not.
In these younger days where everybody making all this money, you might want to get up in there and say, hey, look, lawyer or judge or whatever. Yeah. I need a prenup. Mm-hmm. Now, how would you feel some type of way if somebody said, hey, I need you to sign this prenup? Would you feel some type of way if let me hit Rick first? Rick, now I'm gonna take you back. You said a girl that you was talking to a while ago was on her shit. She said, hey, let's get married. She come to you and say, hey, I need you to sign this prenup because I'm already on. What's up?
So I'm conflicted. I'm conflicted. This is why I'm conflicted. Before we started this conversation that we just had right here, before we started this, I felt like, damn, by you want to do that, you already expecting this shit not to work. But after having it, like after what we 20 minutes in, now it's kind of like, I kind of understand it. So it's like my internal beliefs and the, I guess the feelings, the emotions, and the mental are like at war right now. So it's like damn, I understand it, but at the same time, it's like, damn, we expect this shit not to work.
Let me put some more sauce on it before you finish. So if Mary J. Blige had a prenup with this husband that she got or had, you think she'd be out here putting out albums talking about he gonna burn in hell for all the shit that he put her through?
They had a prenup though.
Did they?
Yeah. They had a prenup. He was just trying to help.
Oh, I thought real? They did.
I had to look it up. But I know where he really got her was like spousal support. Because you know the breadwinner. Yeah. Does the prenup take care of the I guess you can write that
if
in.
You come in with it, you can leave write that with in. It.
So, leave with it. But see, he was good. He was going too far anyway, because he wanted her to pay child support for some motherfucking kids that wasn't even his.
He wanted her to take care of his parents.
Yeah, his parents and his motherfucking kids.
Like I said, if they both would have sat down and said, hey, Mary J. Blige, I'm feeling some type of way. Hey, Mary J. Blige said, hey, look, you need to sign this motherfucking prenup and this NDA. Keep your damn mouth closed if some shit don't pop off at the end of the shit that we going through.
All right, so I just trusted Google here, so, you know, trust it. They did have a prenup, but the judge ruled that it was not enforceable.
So how does that work?
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's some bullshit.
It is. Because I thought once you signed it, that was it. Yeah, that was a wrap. So she shouldn't have had to give him a goddamn thing. But some boys.
So it had to be something. Had to be something in the statement. Had to be something in that statement saying, hey, look, this is not right. Or it ain't worded right. Or some word validity fucked that up for Mary J. Blige. That's what I think.
Oh, in the article says that the former husband claims he didn't understand what he was signing and asked the judge to disregard it because he signed it 2 days before their wedding. My thing is this.
You said
number one is they always tell you not to sign shit you don't understand.
Right. That too.
So
and on top of that, you knew what a prenup was, so you understood it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You understood it. And yeah, I think once you sign it, I don't give a damn what they say afterwards. I don't care if they say they didn't understand. They didn't know how to read and write. I don't give a damn. You signed it.
Should have got somebody to look at that motherfucker.
Yeah. You should have had it looked over.
So what Mary J. Blige should have done was like what Steven Jackson did. Y'all know the story about Steven Jackson?
No.
Okay, Steven Jackson, basketball player. Hey, I want to marry you. Some girl he met, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, hey, look, I need you to sign this prenup. That's just part of the deal. She felt some type of way. She went all the way up to the wedding day. Didn't sign it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They didn't get married.
Oh, wow.
No, they didn't get married. She didn't want to fucking sign it. So he was like, no, I'm good. I can do without you.
Right.
I mean, it was said up front. And I guess she felt like if she stretched it out, he wouldn't care. But, yeah.
Yeah. He was like, hey, look, I'm the one that got all this shit. I'm the one buying all this shit. I'm the one paying for all this shit.
Right.
I'm that dude that's been in the gym working out. Playing all these years in the NBA. I'm that dude. You're not finna come up in here and just
take get anything.
Me. Yeah. You ain't finna get me like that. That's him.
Hit him with the old, what was the name? The Brittany chick. Brittany Renner, I think it was. She married dude, had a baby by him and filed for divorce 2 days after coming home from with the baby.
Yeah.
But she like, she wasn't no basketball player, was she?
No.
Oh, okay. Nah, she married was.
Oh, okay.
Who was it?
Because I remember that name.
Yeah.
Yeah, she married. She had married a basketball player, PJ Washington.
That motherfucker. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. They got married. She had a baby like 2 or 3 days after coming home with the baby. She saw dollar signs and she divorced him. Filed for divorce. Wow. Didn't even tell him she filed.
Getting good yourself.
Scandalous.
Yeah, going back to Steven Jackson, the minister who was supposed to be doing their wedding, trying to egg him on to go ahead and sign, go ahead and marry her without signing the prenup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you loved her, you would have, you know, go ahead on and marry her.
If she loved, so, and in they case, I'm sure there was some type of spousal support in there somewhere, right? So,
yeah,
I'm sure
so,
it was.
So mm-hmm. If you don't want to sign this, then that let me know, really, you just trying to come after my money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you in there to take me for whatever I got. Yeah. Gold diggers.
That's all it was.
Gold diggers.
I want to ask a question, somebody. But I don't know if I should ask.
Go ahead, ask the question, man.
Don't ask it. Shit.
I wonder if she was a black or a white woman.
Who?
Steven
Jackson chick?
Yeah.
She was black. She was black.
Hmm.
Yeah. 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 She waited till the day of the wedding. He done put in $400,000 already for the wedding.
For the wedding?
$400,000.
Man, you know how rich people got to do it.
You know, he was all into it. He said he loved his girl. He was trying to, you know, build a life with her, blah, blah, blah.
Give a damn. I ain't been spending that much on no wigs.
Yeah.
I mean, if you make $1 million a year, $400,000 is just like 10.
Ain't nobody doing that.
Mm. Yeah, that shit to me.
Right?
When we do get a divorce,
I'm good.
Yeah.
Let's just go to the courthouse and put all that money in the account for me and just give it to me.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Shit. So back to you, Rick. Back to you. Would you feel some type of way if girl came to you, y'all was serious, y'all talking about marriage and blah, 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 so forth and so on. She came to you and said, hey, look, I need you to sign this paper saying you're going to keep your shit. I'm going to keep my shit if this shit break up. What's up?
Like I said, to me now 30 minutes ago would have been like, hey, yeah, because if it's supposed to be forever, why are we planning for the end? But to me now, logically, it's like, you know, being a homeowner and all that is, I get it. You know, it's stuff I didn't think about before. So so I get it. You know, me being a business owner, trying to build a business. Because what if one of my businesses turn into $1 million business or even, you know, the mid six-figure business? Mm-hmm. I ain't trying to have to pay, you know, give somebody half of what my business is worth that didn't even help me grind it out, start it out, or none of that other stuff.
Is it?
Right.
So yeah. I get it, and I wouldn't be upset. I would still be like, damn, we really got a plan for the end.
Yeah.
But the logical side of me now understands. And like I said, after my last business dealings, you got to plan for the end before you even why you're planning for the beginning.
Right.
Right.
So right. I get it. So like I said, the emotional side of me be like, yeah, I feel some type of way, but the logical side is like, nah, I get it. I understand. You know, as long as it makes sense for everybody, because at this point, when I was younger, I used to think you married for love or marriage was just a love thing, but don't get me wrong, it still has something to do with love, but it's also a business arrangement.
Yeah.
It's a business, period. It's a business. No arrangement. It's a fucking business.
Yeah.
You got to handle business every day. When money exchanging hands, it's a business.
Yeah.
when you're doing life insurance policies, it's a business.
It's a business.
And if you got health insurance, it's a business.
Yeah.
How with health insurance?
One person got it, one person don't.
Right.
The person who got to cover the other guy or girl.
Yeah.
If they choose to, it's a business. You want your business to flourish, you want it to fail.
Right. And then, like I say, especially if you got them other kids out there.
Right.
And you love them kids.
You gotta be looked out for.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all really got my mind. My bad, Talane. Y'all really got my mind fucked up because I'm looking at shit different, and it started to make sense. Like it's starting to make sense on other things, like how you brought up the health insurance thing or whatever. Like me and my me and my baby mama at one point in time, like, you know, still loved and shit. We was talking about that just because, you know, it made sense. And then I was like, I didn't be able to get you, you know, better health care, you know, dental, all that. So it makes sense. Cause I could, then I could legally like take care of you and, you know, all, so damn, that shit is all just really, I ain't never even, damn, y'all got my head over here fucked up. Cause damn, I done had some of these conversations without even knowing that I was having these type of conversations to make it more about business than emotional anyways.
Right. Cause it's just like with me, before I got divorced, I made sure he didn't need health care, but he needed dental and he needed vision. So I made sure he had that, especially by him being diabetic. Mm-hmm. You had to go to the dentist and you had to go get your ass checked. I mean, like I say, but you also got to have in place anything like my life insurance. He never was the beneficiary of my life insurance. It was my kids.
Mm-hmm. Just like mine is.
Yeah, like my kids. Now, had we been in a space to where we really cared about each other, I would have took out another insurance policy just with his name on it.
Right. And vice versa.
Because I already knew my kids were straight.
Right.
So, yeah, everything is a business. And like I say, before you even get with somebody else, I'm not going to get with somebody and expect for their life insurance to come to me, especially right. when they already had a family before mm-hmm. me.
Right.
I mean, it makes no sense.
See, I ain't never have to consider the life insurance because before my daughter turned 18, my baby mama was the beneficiary on my life insurance stuff because, I mean, the kids would have been her responsibility anyways. But now since my baby girl is 18, I make her, older than 18. She's my beneficiary on everything. Yeah. I just be having to drill into her head like, hey, if something happened to me, you're going to get X amount of dollars. You can't be out here giving your mama everything, bro. You're going to take care of you. Like, that money is to make sure that you and your sister's going to be good.
Right.
Yeah. And then you got to look at it like this. Because some people got their priorities all fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of times you can't even depend on your kids. So say for instance, I passed away and all my shit went to my kids. And they don't even want to bury me. But I got this man over here. He got a life insurance policy too. Somewhere or another, somebody going to put me in the ground mm-hmm. and give me a proper burial. Because mm-hmm. I done seen that too. Mm-hmm. I done seen everything go to the kids. And guess what? You can't even get a fucking headstone.
Yep.
They put your ass in the ground and they like, fuck that headstone.
One of my friends, her daddy passed away I think it's been about a year ago now, but one of her sisters was the beneficiary, and he had always told them, you know, that the money, like, split the money up evenly. Hell, she kept it all.
Was it wrote down anywhere?
It wasn't. Okay, so she kept it all. Wasn't nothing they could do, even though, you know, like, he specifically told her, but, like I said, wasn't written down anywhere. She kept it all. So now they all got issues.
They're going to keep having issues.
Yeah, they're going to keep having issues. Mm-hmm. That's why it should always be a paper trail.
Yep.
But see, my mama told me, you know, how much money she want all of us to have off her insurance and everything. And, you know, I'm the beneficiary, so I'm the type of person, hey, you want them to have this, they're going to have it. Because between my brothers and sisters, I'm in a better situation than them financially anyways. So.
But, you know, some people don't think like that.
Yeah.
So, and let me put some in just to throw you off a little bit. So, say, okay, you are the beneficiary if your mom passed away. God forbid she don't, but if she do, you're the beneficiary. You get the entire check from the insurance company. and you come on hard times. Say you lost your house. Say, you know, you got sick, blah, 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 so forth, so on. You going to use that money first before you start divvying it out to other folks.
No, not me.
Just get your shit back right.
I'd give because I wouldn't feel right.
Right.
As a person, I wouldn't feel right if I did anything other than what my mama told me to do with it.
Yeah. And see,
right. Go ahead.
But you got people that are not like that.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
That are not like that.
Yeah. They come on hard time. Their car broke down. They just got fired from their job. Their house gone, blah, 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 so forth, so on. They're going to set themselves up first.
Right.
And then they're going to divvy out. Ain't going to be the amount that they said it was supposed to be getting, but it's going to be something a little less than what your mama or your daddy said do.
But right. See, my mama already told me, like, she won't. I'm going to get the majority of it anyways because, you know, mom's been living here and I've been taking care of and stuff like that. So,
understandable.
But, you know, I mean, depending on where I'm at, you know, I still might just bust it down even.
So, and here's the thing to fight all that. Put it on paper. So everybody have a legit claim to it. Everybody have a legit fight to it. It'll be evenly matched. Nobody going in there surprised about what they did and didn't get. Put all that shit on paper.
Yes.
I don't understand why we as fucking black folks don't like putting shit in a fucking wheel.
Yeah.
We don't never put shit on paper. We expect uncle this and my son this and my daughter this to take care of all this shit that's going on. And sometimes the son, the daughter, the uncle, and all them ain't in the right mind space to be dealing with that shit at the time.
Right. I'm putting everything on damn paper.
Put it all on paper so there's no arguments about who gets what when.
Exactly. I got 5 kids. Everything going on paper.
It's on paper.
Yeah.
I got 3 kids. I know my daughter's going to get this much. My other daughter's going to get this much. My son's going to get this much.
Right.
Now, since he done had a son, I'm finna carve out a little bit for him too.
Right.
And put it in a trust. Because God knows what's gonna happen to his son.
Right.
Or my son in that particular time. Protect that money as well. Everybody's shit gotta be protected. So if some shit do pop off or go down, or if one daughter died and the other 2 kids still live, that shit gets soaked back up to the 2. And you carve out a little bit for the grandson. That's what I'm doing now. I'm setting all that shit up now. It's all about the kids, man.
Do y'all think part of the problem is we don't have the finances to, or think we don't have the finances to get this stuff done properly? Or
you can do this shit online for free.
Yeah.
Y'all know me. Y'all know I always play devil's advocate. So I know.
In this day and age, you should not have no excuse to get shit done.
Right.
Way better. It's far more advanced than when I was coming up. We ain't fucking have internet and cell phones and all that type of shit. Everything is at your hands right now. You got no excuse.
Shit, I don't care if you got a love seat in the bed and it's in good condition. Somebody need it.
Somebody gonna get it. You can have a house. You can have the furniture out of the house.
Right.
You can take the car. You can take my bike. You can take this other bike. You can take this, that, and the other.
Yeah,
you can
have my shoes, clothes, I need to be rolling the wheel. I need the Harley. Nah.
This motherfucker right here.
I need the Harley to lane. You can get the private jet he got parked at the airport. I just need the Harley.
Oh, my God.
That can have a jet.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. None of my kids ride my bike, so I mean that might be the case. I'll tell them to sell it and get the money off of it.
Yeah, to my stepson Rick. Yeah, my bike.
Get that bike right there. That's funny.
But doing this, man, yeah, it really is a lot to think about in ways that I've never thought about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this one,
that's the whole purpose. This is the purpose of it.
Yeah.
Just get y'all to see what the fuck going on in life up here. So let me throw this little piece of thing in there too. So if you do get married, Rick, Tulane, Lee, prenup covers that. Mm-hmm. But whatever y'all, like you were saying, get grows together as far as getting, say, if we go in and buy a house and buy another house and blah, blah, so forth, so on, get this real estate empire going. If the shit do break up, the judge will be saying, hey, look, you take half, you take half. That's automatic. That's community property. That's what they call it, community property. You take half, you take half. Now, plus you're going to get your shit that you came in with.
You're right.
Your shit you came in with, whatever she came in with, vice versa. You get that plus whatever y'all get together. All that shit gets split in half. Unless somebody say, hey, you know what? Not trying to be condescending, but they need it more than I do. You can have 60, I'll take 40, so forth and so on. That shit happens too. Mm. Post-nuptials. I mean, you can go through that as well. Prenuptials, post-nuptials. Post-nuptials is shit that happens after the fact. Say we do break up. Post-nuptials, yeah, I'll sign it because they can get this. They need it. They need it better than I do, so forth and so on. 401k. Can't nobody touch 401k. Just want y'all to know that. So if you got 401k, prenuptials and postnuptials, you can't touch that. Mm-hmm. Nobody can get.
Is that period. Something new?
No, that's always been in existence since the 401 thing.
You got a divorce, the wife gets or the husband gets so much of that 401k. Because I know some people done got divorced and the wife got the 401k.
Yeah, my mom
that's without the prenup.
Yeah.
You had a prenup and it's listed, you cannot touch it.
Oh,
period.
Okay.
Yeah, my mom was supposed to got half of my stepdad at 401k and he did some shady stuff, so she ain't getting none of it. And he was at Mueller for like 30 years.
Hmm. I mean, it's part of the income. So so if you don't get a prenup, yes, they can go out to your 401k plan and take half of that shit along with the community property. If there's a prenup, then you probably won't be getting that because you came in with that 401k before she even got in the thing or whatever, or he, whoever it was. I mean, it's all listed. You can go find out all this shit online. I mean, it's simple. Like I said, we got mounds of information online that you can go research and look at. It's just the time to sit down and actually do it.
Do it.
Yeah. Like I said, we was earlier. You can get the prenup shit on the paperwork online, fucking file it and go from there. That's easy.
So I guess I ain't gotta ask you if you would get one done.
If I'd have known this back then, yeah, I would have had one. But see, I didn't know. I was so caught up.
They do that.
I'm like, fuck them prenups. Fuck all that shit. You gonna be with me, you gonna fucking be with me. We gonna do this, we gonna fucking do this. That was my mentality.
You wasn't looking at it like this shit gonna end. You, especially the first time. I know you weren't expecting the first one to end.
I wasn't expecting none of them to end, to be honest. But they did, so there's a little bit more tools in your tool pouch that you can use to protect yourself if some shit do go down.
Yep.
So, now that y'all know all this stuff, protect yourself and protect your house.
I heard that song. Boy said you got to put it on paper.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to put it on paper.
If you are married over 10 years, you can get Social Security. Mm-hmm. They are Social Security, just in case y'all didn't know that. I'm sure Tulane do that, I'm sure.
And I'm going to tell you this, too. If I make more money than my spouse and he pass away, I don't get to draw his Social Security.
Nope. Sure don't.
Yeah, you don't get to draw. Or if he made more than me and I pass away, he don't get nothing from me.
Right.
So y'all need to think about all that. Especially when you just sitting at home and ain't doing shit.
Right. Netflixing and chilling. You better be Netflixing and claiming, looking up shit.
Looking up shit, because I done seen a lot of people lose their spouse. and they can't draw their money because at the end of the day, whatever job they was working, they made more money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're sitting out there assed out.
Yeah, and then they assed out struggling. They don't want to go work 20 hours a week to cover the rest of their shit.
To cover the rest of their
shit. Goddamn people greet or something. You better yeah. get it. if you right. able to. If you're able
yeah.
to. Yeah.
Dry that little machine around there cleaning floors and shit.
Hey, I need to see your receipt.
<He's stupid. laughs>
Be like, you just seen me walk from the register.
Oh my God.
They just saw you rip. Walk from the self checkout.
Hey, and I try to avoid them, man. I need employee discounts.
And then you know what be pissing me off? The whole time you over there on self-checkout ringing they shit, they already motherfucking watching you.
Right.
They know if you done scanned the shit and if you didn't. And then you get to the door, they tell us, let me see your receipt. Motherfucker, you know I scanned all this shit. Because if I didn't, the people in the back are already be out here on my ass. Shit. The fuck you want to see the receipt?
Oh, my God.
Be like that old man at Walmart on Burnt Road done got pushed.
Yeah. He got blocked down the field.
Yeah. Hell nah.
Pushed his ass out damn near through the door.
Try to get somebody a receipt.
Y'all stupid.
Say, Rick, fuck you, I'll see my receipt. I've been watching your ass the whole time.
The whole time. Cameras over the self-checkout, at the self-checkout, in front of the self-checkout.
Shit. Coming up out the scanner. Shit.
There's a camera with the screen right there looking in your face.
Look at your face.
Oh, damn well what they doing.
Let me ring up this goddamn dog food. Shit, for what? Goddamn.
Oh, my God.
And then they got the people standing there looking at you. Bitch, you ain't got to put no bags right here. You just trying to see for real.
See what the fuck going on. Yeah.
See what's going on over here. Yeah.
Mm-mm. But that's the topic, man. Prenups. Y'all need to get that shit. Even though y'all ain't planning the divorce, you never know.
Never know.
And wills. Get some damn wills written up so you can protect your kids and your family and the rest of them. So y'all won't be having folks arguing and fighting after you done passed away over some shit today that they come out next year.
Yep. That's another thing.
That's another one. Get your will in order. Yeah, your goddamn family over there fighting over everything.
Yep.
Yeah, motherfuckers coming out the woodworks. Cousin this, cousin that. Everything. You ain't even met them. Get trying to take a piece of pie.
For these baby mamas and baby daddies when these people passing away and the motherfucker ain't did a goddamn thing for the baby till you pass away. And guess what?
He want to step over his hand out.
He see that Social Security check coming here.
Right.
Because you was out there working and he was out there hustling. Now he see a check coming in and ain't never want to do shit, be bothered with that baby at all until you passed away. Get your will.
Write that shit down. Put it on paper.
Put it on paper.
Will make it legal. Get it notarized. Make it legal. Get it notarized.
Yeah. Y'all can do that. Will them babies to your parents, to your sisters, to your brothers. Y'all.
Somebody.
Somebody. Get it done.
Yeah. Man, your family out here arguing over that shit. But anyway, that's it, man. We're going to leave it at that. Get a prenup. Rick.
Y'all got me over here like damn.
Get a prenup, dude, before you even get involved in that shit.
Shit, my ass ain't finna get married.
Hey, so
you don't never say never.
You never, 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 ever say never. Now,
never say never. You don't know who coming.
Right.
Yeah. You don't know what God got in store for you.
Yeah. Just be ready for it.
Yep.
That way you ain't got to get ready for it.
Exactly.
Well, on that note.
On that note, we out this bitch.